What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Take it away.
All right. No. I think now the show is done, and now it's your turn, and
it's
we should
still,
be going home.
No, it's still International Women's Day.
These guys. By the way, I want to just point out, nobody offered us breakfast.
No.
Nobody said, hey, guys, can we get you a coffee?
I offered you lunch,
and you
turned me down.
Well, I can't. I have lunches after the show. Whatever. It's okay.
It's fine. That's fine.
I didn't know it was International Guilt Guys Day.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have pizza up here, so that's good.
Okay.
I'll take the pizza tomorrow.
That's There's exciting.
That. Yeah.
So take it away.
Okay. Well, we have so much leftover stuff from the show today. I don't know how I thought we were going to get all of that stuff in. So should we save it for tomorrow or should we do something in the 15-minute morning show today?
I got to tell you, I had an easy day. I'll do it tomorrow too.
I think we should save it for tomorrow, but then Elvis can do it tomorrow.
Yeah. So we had a couple leftover Family Feud questions to make you guys fight. We have two lies and a truth, or two truths and a lie.
Yeah, two truths
about
and a lie.
Every woman on the show. And of course, we've got our Flush the Format, other stuff.
So this is what it's like to prepare a show. We've never prepared a show before. So this is pretty crazy. I just want to say thank you. Today's show was elevating. It was awesome. And of course, we have a tremendous family of great women here.
Aw.
Thank God.
We're very lucky also that the women actually get along with each other.
Yes.
Right. And so, like, you know, if Gandhi says, oh, let's do this, or I say, let's do this, people are just like, okay. You know, we
Danielle all walked out of the room, that bitch. Oh, scary as an observation.
The yes, women on God. This staff, they actually build each other up. And they never tear each other down. That
right.
is so
right.
important.
Except for Diamond.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that bitch. Diamond.
That's a very good point, Scary.
Yep. Yep.
I think it could be fun to just let the guys ask a question of a woman, anything that's on their mind that they would like to know the answers to. Anything? Mystery?
Why are you guys looking at me?
That's a challenge. I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because you and Danielle are open books. So yeah. we know everything about you. What is there true. That we don't know?
Right.
Oh.
We tell too much information, I think, sometimes.
That's true. My mom says to me all the time, I don't know why you felt the need right? to share that. There was no need.
I know where I get it from, though. I get it from my mom. She'll kill me. She says things in the car like, you know, she'll tell me, oh, Danny, I haven't pooped. And I'm like, Mom, I don't need to know the last time you pooped. Like, why are you telling me that? And then I think about it and I go, oh, that's me. I tell everybody these things all
you
the
do.
Time.
You
I,
do.
Like, that's where I get it from.
You're so. Now your mom.
Love you, Mom.
What did you get from your mom that you love?
Oh, that I love? She's very, well, I don't know if I actually got this, if anyone would think that, but she's very compassionate and kind-hearted. I'd like to think of myself that way, but I'm not sure that anyone else would.
You are very
compassionate. In my head. In my head, that's the one. She's fun. I call her Chicken because she has very short hair. When she wakes up in the morning, it's all a fluff like a baby chick. Chicken, I love you.
Wait, my mom has that too, but it's because it got burnt off with a hair dryer.
Oh my God.
What I love about my mom is that I feel like she's gone through so much lately. Like my dad passing the last couple of years, and then her cat was like the best, you know, it kept her going. Like it gave her the love. Not that my dad gave her, but you know what I mean? Like the pet is always, and then the cat died out of nowhere.
Oof.
And she just finds a way to keep on going, be positive, put a smile on her face. And, you know, she has her days, but she's just such a positive influence. It just makes me so proud and happy.
When I think women, I think of the word strength.
It's good.
That's I've always
good
been word. Surrounded by strong women. I'm still to this day surrounded by strong women, and you know, I shudder at the thought of not having this women driven support system. I don't want it. Never will need it. Yes, Brody.
I have a question for the ladies. Mm. In our industry, I know it didn't happen here. When was the last time you faced a roadblock, in your opinion, because you're a woman, and did it slow you down or motivate you?
I think until I came here, it was honestly like a lot of roadblocks. I have had bosses who were very supportive, but sometimes the staff of the actual show that you work with might not be as supportive as the bosses are.
Right.
So I think that there is a lot of, we know this within our industry, a lot of women on shows are the quote unquote laugh box, and that's all the guys want from them.
I wish we had a laugh box here. Oh, hi, Danielle.
Hey, I thought I brought more. I thought there's a little more.
We hired the little lady to laugh for us.
Yeah.
I've seen radio shows from the 70s and 60s and 80s where the woman was in a box in another room completely.
Oh, there I've are some that shows that still do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I actually worked
names.
With, yeah,
Nate
I actually
kills
worked
women and puts them in boxes.
Yes.
Stop. I actually worked with a woman who, when she wouldn't laugh, the male host would just press a button and it would be her laugh that was recorded.
Oh,
what?
That's
so
terrible.
That when he said a funny line to him, he would have a laugh ready to go if the line wasn't funny.
Wow.
I felt like you were actually going to finish that thought you were talking about.
No, I just, what I wanted to say was I'm so thankful for being here because I have not worked in an environment where they were so supportive of the women and so into what we have to say. And I think you do a really good job of understanding that our biggest part of our audience is women. So you don't try to mansplain and you don't try to tell us this is what women like, which happens all the time in this business, right? So I appreciate that we have a voice here, an actual voice to be able to say the things that we want to say because I haven't experienced that before.
Conversely, I must say this. I would be cheating myself and this company if we didn't have operations like that because without you, your input, your strength, this show would crumble and fail. And I have no problem admitting that because it's true. I'm actually, well, I guess we should be thanking you for our success. But this, it's from a selfish place, actually.
Team effort.
Exactly. No, we would, without you, we would crumble and fucking fail. So there's that. So thank God you're here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Imagine if this was an all-male show.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no.
God. Oh, my God.
But no. Most of them are, and most of them have just one woman. Like, having as many as we have mm-hmm. is kind of like something that you don't see. And,
right.
And letting them all have a voice and every now and then take the mic, even though, you know, a lot of people are behind the scenes, but still they're heard from and we know who they are. They're not mm-hmm. just like shoved in a corner where, you know, we don't let them say anything. You're yeah. over
you
there.
Go
you
go over there, little lady. We'll little lady. We'll let you know when we need you.
I can't believe how hard and how far, like how hard women have had to work and how far they've come. Like, I remember when, you remember watching Mad Men?
Yeah.
That do you guys ever watch Mad Men?
Yeah. No, but I know what you're talking okay. about. Yeah.
My mom, who worked in an office in the 60s and was a secretary, she goes, it was just like that. Like, women were treated like garbage. Like, ugh. The guys would come back drunk and flirt and grab the women in the office. Like, wow. I can't believe that.
That was okay. That was the norm.
That was like okay.
Well, now I do that to the guys.
Yeah. Right. And I appreciate yeah. your equality there.
Like, you had equality. To overcome yeah. that, and then you had to overcome the boundary of like being able to have families, like Bobby Brown said. All yeah. credit to you. Like,
we were
you
saying,
do two jobs.
It used to be that, like, if you got interviewed for a job, you would be afraid to say, yes, I'm going to start a family. Or so they'd ask you, when are you planning on starting a family? And if you said something, they'd right away say, oh, she's not going to be serious. Or her family's going to come first. We're not going to hire her. And people had a lot of, women had a lot of problems. And they yeah. would lie and say they weren't going to have families just so that they could get a chance at getting that job.
I don't know what to think about this. Who was it that was telling me about an ad placed for a female position opened at a company?
I think it was me.
Oh.
What did it say?
Let me go back and look at it. I'll read it to you exactly what it says.
And you're wondering how they could get away with this. And I'm
okay. They're hiring for an event planner. And the event planner says, we need somebody who likes to smile. Then it says in parentheses, in all seriousness, if you have RBF, we kindly request that you do not apply. Brides do not like RBF on their wedding day.
Resting bitch face?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Kindly. Do kindly. Not apply if you have resting bitch face.
Wow.
I would love to see the applicants just sending like headshots
right.
of their face.
Right.
Staring.
I'm really curious to see if it's a guy who's hiring or if it's a female who's hiring.
I don't know. But, you know, Gandhi brought up something earlier. I don't think we were on the air. She was saying it off the air. That the double standard that exists, for example, if a woman says she's taking time off to do something with her child for a day, it's, you know, she's never here. She's, you know, we've got to do something about it. But when a guy does it, it's like, oh, he's the best dad ever. But they're yes. both doing the exact yep. same
oh, donuts
thing.
With dad. So fabulous.
What a stand-up you know? Guy. Meanwhile, right. if Danielle, which doesn't happen here, but if she were at another company and said, I'm going to go ahead and miss the morning for muffins with mommy yeah. or whatever, it's, oh, here we go again.
Right.
That's why
right.
you can't have women
We've
in the workplace.
We've been lucky.
They
Elvis,
love their kids.
Elvis, I'll yeah. go, Elvis, this is happening. And he always says to me, you know where you need to be.
Yeah.
And I always go, right. oh, thanks. That's
and so she good. Still goes to the school.
I'm going to throw something at
you
him.
Know, we're very fortunate here as well.
Today's the day to do it.
We have such a large team of people. Yeah. So if someone needs to take an important day, an important beat in their life to go do something else, we're covered. We're yeah. fine. And we have that luxury. So there you go.
It's good.
Best workplace ever. I really mean it.
I need to have schnitzel with schnauzers.
Yes. You take that day off.
I'm going to have schnitzel with my schnauzers.
Sounds delicious.
So take that day off.
I love it. I mean, I guess maybe before we close, I would love to hear from each one of you about a woman in your life who you appreciate or a woman who made a difference in
oh,
your
for
life.
Sure.
I'll start.
Okay, yeah.
I've said this before. Thea Mitchum, who is our... what is her official title? It's like, I call her the queen of the universe.
Yes.
She, day in, day out, always has our back. And she will call people out without fear, without fail, if they need to be called out. And she's tremendous. I love Thea. And I'm so happy that you included her on your roster of incredible interviews today.
She's awesome.
We love her.
Love Thea. Scare?
How can I not shout out my girlfriend, Robin? She...
She's got a job now where I've seen her grow over the last few years. She takes on like literally 12 jobs in one, because as you know, the you know, the workplace environment right now with hiring people is not the most easiest. So I've seen her like really you know, emerge in that position, and she's really strong-willed, intelligent. She puts up with me.
And that's job in itself.
There's that. I didn't show my mother
because my mother's watching this and my girlfriend's not. So maybe I should talk about my mom.
Too late.
Bye.
You picked.
Yeah. Really? She spit your ass out into this world. Yeah.
How
what about
vivid.
You? Frog?
Oh, it's definitely my mom. I mean, Danielle knows my mother. Elvis knows my mother. My mom is somebody who is very sweet, but is never, ever afraid to speak her mind.
No. Nope.
So I have... witnessed that growing up, that my mom has always spoken out when she feels she needed to. And so I've seen a strong woman my whole life, and I wouldn't trade my mom for anything in the world. I love her so much. And I've had such a great strong woman presence in my life since the day I was born.
No, I love the fact that his mom, it's so funny. Like if you meet his dad, you would think his dad like runs the household.
No.
Oh no, 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 no. His mom's like, I want 3 dogs. Okay, you got it.
Mama gets what she wants.
Yes, she does.
David Brody.
Well, that's tough. I would say my wife for raising 3 kids and my mom for raising me, which is harder than 3 kids.
That is probably true.
Probably true, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad was a police officer, so he worked crazy overnights, late nights. He would sometimes guard prisoners, not come home for whenever, sometimes a couple of days. And she raised me. She taught me how to throw a baseball. She took me to baseball games because my dad was at work during the games. And so, you know, we built up quite a bond. And she, I wouldn't say she was a single parent, but there were times that she was a single parent. And my wife, I find it hard to do 2 things at once. She finds a way to do 11 things at once, mm-hmm. and raise 3 kids and take care of the dogs and work full time. And so I just, if all women are like those two, I got a lot of work to do because every time my kids are like, well, mom got it done. And I go,
right.
I did 7 things today. Mom did 30. I can't keep up. So the 2 of them.
Wow. That's very well put. Yeah.
Garrett?
I would say my wife, Allie. I've grown from watching her throw house parties at my in-laws' house going there in high school to now being a manager as a physician assistant. You know, getting let go at the beginning of the pandemic from her job and then finding a job in a matter of, you know, hours and flourishing. And she's a badass.
She is.
Yep.
Allie's awesome. And Scotty B.
Well, I mean, it has to be my wife, Amy. She's a very strong woman for putting up with my lunacy for almost 20 years. I mean, and raising 2 teenage girls and one tween and 1 teenager. It's just... It's tough. So, you know, we're a good team in that aspect. And the fact that she was able to start her own company throughout all of this. And I just lots of credit to her for being able to, you know, deal with me as well.
So, that is saying a lot.
It is.
Yeah. I see Andrew in the back. Should we talk to him? Is he even listening? Yeah. Okay. Andrew, approach.
Hello.
Tell us about a strong woman in your life that you would like to give a shout out to.
My mom. She is the best human in the entire world. She's my best friend. I love her so, so much. She Aww. Means everything to me. And my sister, another really strong woman. And I appreciate them so much and everything they've done for me in my life.
Aw.
I love that.
I love this. And so. I can't help but notice Nate suspiciously yeah. left the room.
He has a meeting with men.
But he would say his wife for saving his life when he has strokes.
Yes, right. Twice.
He would also shout out his mom.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
I should shout out my mom. Mommy, I love you.
You're
mommy.
Too late.
As we close out the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, Danielle Gandhi, and of course, Deanna, and Allie, and Diamond, and producer Sam, thank you. Thank you for keeping our ship afloat every single day.
We love you. Love ya.
Pizza tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.